Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, what a great point here by David Noble. I was kind of wondering this similar thing here yesterday. It's November 20th, 19th, 19 minus 14. Wasn't that right around the election? They could have shared this news with us. Anyway, I'll get to that message from David Noble here in just a second. But first, our friend Jared in Anaconda on the phone lines. Hey, Jared, great to hear from you here in the early morning hours. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning. I'm actually excited that, I mean, I hope the producers of the station are listening, but we actually get to hear the whole statewide show now, which is pretty awesome, especially now that it's winter and I'm up getting a fire going at 6 o'clock. But I just wanted to say that it's going to be a long 4 years if we keep up the last 4 years of being disagreeable on everything. And I know that y'all have, you know, your plans and stuff, and be honest, most of my friends are Republican. I mean, it's just, we have basic, you know, commonalities. But my other point was, just even in people I don't know, I ran into Goose the other day. He's from Anaconda.
Yeah.
And him and I actually had a pretty productive conversation. It was not hostile. It wasn't weird. He's definitely a little more right than I'm used to with my friends, but he was a really nice guy.
You know, that's what I found is even like, you know, Ken in Great Falls. Now, Ken in Great Falls is so far left that, Jared, I know you're a Democrat and you didn't vote for Trump, I'm assuming. But even when Ken in Great Falls calls in, you're like, what is that guy saying right now? But, you know, even Ken in Great Falls, when I met him in person, nice guy, nice conversations. We may not agree on much, but you can still have a nice conversation. That's for sure. Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I hope, too, these next 4 years that all these people who've just been fighting each other over everything, and these people who just knee-jerk want to oppose anything just because Trump might be pushing it, knee-jerk oppose anything just because Steve Daines or Tim Sheehy might be opposing it. It's just like, guys, put down your swords for just a second and try to just, you know, focus on what is best for the country. And don't just oppose things just because the person proposing the idea isn't wearing the same team jersey that you're wearing, right? Yeah, great message and great to hear from you, Jared. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, glad to hear that you enjoy having Montana Talks on during the early morning hours in Butte as well, through 1370 KXTL. Yeah, we had been on, you know, since we first launched this show in that 9 to 10 o'clock hour, which is kind of our true statewide hour of the show. But, yeah, now we're on all morning long, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Butte, Bozeman, Livingston, Billings, and then, of course, a whole bunch of other folks across the state listening on the Montana Talks app as well. I think we got a guest joining us right after this, and then back to your phone calls after that.
I'm Chad Pergrim with the Speaker's Lobby. Democrats did many of the things they needed to do to potentially hold control of the House, but it was not enough. Representative-elect Eugene Vindman defeated Republican Derek Anderson in Central Virginia. Ohio Democrat Amelia Sykes hung on despite the loss of Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. New Mexico Democrat Gabe Vasquez won re-election, vanquishing former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell in what has been the swingiest district in the country. And Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington topped Republican Joe Kent. Glusenkamp Perez was the surprise winner of all House races in 2022, the seat heavily favored President-elect Trump. In other words, Democrats seem to do many of the things necessary to gain control of the House, but not enough. Take California. It was thought that Vice President Harris, atop the ticket, could help Democrats flip 5 or 6 seats in the Golden State alone. No dice. Republicans held multiple seats there. This was a significant voter shift in a deep blue state, and it made the difference when it comes to control of the House. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergrim, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the region today, as high temperature readings will stay in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, a few snow showers possible in Bozeman late, as low temperatures stay back in the mid-20s. And then for Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
When RFK Jr. was announced as President Trump's nominee to head up the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I knew one of the first people to reach out to would be Dillon, Montana rancher Brian Massard. Brian Massard is a former Montana stock growers president and markets his Reminis Angus beef products, but he's been in daily contact with RFK Jr., and he thinks the RFK nomination is very good news for the beef industry. Full audio, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So real quick, this was a great message here from David Noble, who joins us every Thursday on the show in the 7 o'clock hour. For those of you that missed it, if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see this headline: confirmed violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua is in Montana. I'll tell you more about that story here later this hour of the show. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:40, we've got a retired Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Secret Service special agent. He was on Fox News talking about Tren de Aragua. So I want to get him on this show talking about it from a Montana-specific angle. So he will be joining us. But David Noble says this: did they hold back the TDA gang news until after the election? Sounds corrupt to me. I agree, David. I'll bet you they had this intelligence prior to the election, but they did not want it impacting the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. I totally agree with that point that he made. But yeah, we'll get back to that here in just a second. First, we've got Dr. Jordan in the house from Billings Last Diet. Eating for the holidays. This is one of my favorite programs that Billings Last Diet puts on. Some great tips and some great food. Don't you guys have like a potluck coming up here pretty soon too, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, Aaron. We're looking forward to the holiday season, and obviously this is a time of year that really is tough for people when it comes to weight loss. It's you're visiting family, you're doing different events in the office, you've got everything going on, and we're a social culture here in the U.S., and that social eating is really where people break on their eating habits. And so what we offer is there's an educational class this Thursday coming up. You can look, sign up for that, give us a call. And we give just some tips and tricks, things you can do to help avoid some of those common mistakes during that time. And we also give out some recipes for if you're bringing a potluck dish to an event, you can bring a healthier alternative so that you can stay on your program, stay on your goals and meet those as you go through that holiday season. And it's fun. The coaches all bring something from one of our cookbooks that's diet appropriate, and they can stay right on protocol as you go through the holiday season.
One of the best tips that I learned through this holiday eating class when I did one, 6-7 years ago, because I did, you know, Billings Last Diet for the first time in the fall. And so, you know, it was during Thanksgiving. I was still, you know, just about wrapping up my first time in the program, and we had a hunting trip, and it worked well for the hunting trip because you have those ideal protein snacks that you can just throw in your pocket or throw in your backpack. So when you're out hunting, you got nice, good protein snacks to take with you. But the other thing that was very helpful is they explain how, okay, because you'll give folks, even folks that are in the diet program right now, you'll say, okay, look, guys, we want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. We don't want you to totally miss out on Thanksgiving, because then some people might be tempted to just throw their hands in the air and quit altogether. So, hey, we're going to give you a pass for Thanksgiving. You can break protocol. But here's the deal. If you're going to have a little bit of pumpkin pie and you're going to give your body a little bit of that sugar, pair it with protein. Don't just eat the pie 2 hours after dinner by itself, because now your body freaks out and it just got this massive sugar rush. And when your body gets that sugar rush, it goes into fat storage mode. But if you pair it with a little bit of protein, your body says, oh, everything's cool. And it does not go into fat storage mode.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing that's important for Thanksgiving, especially the day, is to make sure that it's a Thanksgiving meal and you're breaking protocol with one meal and not the Thanksgiving day where you're just take a break the whole day, you know, 6 a.m. till midnight, you're just eating whatever you want. Being intentional with what you're eating and then making sure that that Thanksgiving day doesn't turn into a Thanksgiving weekend, which turns into a, well, let's just take December off altogether, right? And so it's, it's being intentional with what you're doing along that weight loss journey. And you can stay on protocol. You can have a break for that one meal during Thanksgiving if you need to. And if you go to Eating for the Holidays class, you can get some ideas of things you can bring to that holiday event and still stay on protocol and really have some good food.
Plate stacking is another key. Hey, have you ever noticed you're going to fill your plate no matter what size of plate you have that you're using? So if you use a smaller plate, you're going to fill up that plate. So use a smaller plate instead of a bigger plate. And then what you stack and when, put the healthier stuff on there first. Put your protein, put your meat on there first, you know, like your turkey, for example. And then you're filling the plate with the healthier options first. And then, you know, you can still have a little bit of everything else. So.
You've been listening to Dr. Williams.
That's right. Oh, I've been through the program.
Aaron,
yeah.
Flint's going to be our next diet coach as he comes along. Give us a call.
That would actually be a ton of fun. I would have a ton of fun doing that.
I'll tell you what, if you're having some of those suggestions you're talking about, we started a podcast a few months ago. Our last episode was Eating for the Holiday specific. So go wherever you find your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever, and look at Billings Last Diet podcast. And you can listen to that episode with some of those tips, some of those tricks.
There you go. That's great. Yeah.
That you're mentioning right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe it's already Thanksgiving next week. Stick with us for a couple more minutes if you can, Dr. Jordan, because I want to get your take on RFK Jr. and what he's talking about making America healthy again. We talk about putting that meat on your plate first. Look, this is something that beef, Montana beef, turkey, meat, protein is the ideal part of this whole ideal protein program that Billings Last Diet incorporates in with their diet coaches. And so the point being is that if we want to make America healthy again, yes, we need to focus on beef. Yes, we need to focus on protein and meat and things like that, which oftentimes are discriminated against in the current environment, regulatory regime of our federal government. So Dr. Jordan's going to stand by and give us his take on that right after this. Then we'll open up the phone lines for you and anything and everything you want to talk about right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Stand by.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It's the first rule of Washington journalism. If there is a confidential document out there, somehow it will leak to the press. Well, now comes the news, first reported by ABC and details from the New York Times, that an unidentified hacker has obtained sworn testimony to the House Ethics Committee and apparently plans to make it public. This had to do with a civil lawsuit filed against former Gates associate Joel Greenberg, a convicted sex trafficker now in prison. So 24 exhibits, sworn statement from a woman claiming she had sex with former Congressman Gates in 2017 when she was 17 years old. Another woman corroborating the account, claiming to have witnessed the encounter. Also, we learn that Donald Trump is making calls on Matt Gates' behalf, despite the fact that he knows he's likely to lose. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the region today, as high temperature readings will stay in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, a few snow showers possible in Bozeman late, as low temperatures stay back in the mid-20s. And then for Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
What a lineup for Tuesday's Montana Talks. We had John Jackson, the Joker, in the house, plus a drop-in by Senator-elect Tim Sheehy just after he spoke to the Montana Farm Bureau. He spent several minutes with us, and the General Counsel for the American Farm Bureau joined us on Tuesday's Montana Talks as well. Coming up on Wednesday, we are going to talk judicial reform with a lawyer who serves on the committee in the Montana Legislature. So that's coming up Wednesday's Montana Talks, 9 to 10. Brett.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
It is Cat Grizz Week, and Montana State defensive end Brody Grebe, the two-time All-American and Campbell Trophy finalist from Melstone, is excelling on and off the field. Not only is he busy on the gridiron, but he's also tackling agricultural challenges. Recently, I caught up with him, and he discussed how he's working on an innovative algae biofuel project that could transform agriculture.
I grew up on a ranch, so I'm in eastern Montana. What ways can I maybe help improve my ranch? The ways that I can not have to rely on cattle completely in the future. I got fertilizer and cattle manure. I got water, well water, and I got land. And sunlight. Maybe not the best sunlight all year round in Montana, but we got some sunlight. What I wanted to do with that is I wanted to grow algae in these tubes to where I can extract the algae, make biofuel out of it, and then take the remains of the algae and I can feed it back to the cattle. You take the lipids out of the algae and you're left with a high protein source of feed. So you can feed this back to your cows and use it as that. And then also you can tailor these lipids that you extract from it. And it's a whole process, chemistry process after you do that, but you can turn it into biofuel. So you can turn it into gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, whatever it is.
A very outstanding young man from Melstone, Montana, MSU defensive end Brody Grebe. And go Bobcats. I'm Lane Nordblund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, I had to take advantage of the break there to queue up what I think will be our next piece of audio for you here. I don't know. I never know. What are we going to talk about next? What are we going to talk about next, especially when we get into the open phones portion of the show? It's like, oh, yeah, we should play a portion of this CNN panel discussion. They were talking about how, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski wanted to go have coffee with Donald J. Trump at Mar-a-Lago. They called the guy a fascist. They compared him to Hitler. But now they just want to go chat over coffee. They want to be the three best friends that anybody could have down at Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, Scott Jennings had a hilarious line on CNN talking about all these people that now want to meet with Donald J. Trump. So I'll get to that here in a second. Plus Steve Daines on the Bull Mountain Mine and a bill that's moving forward in a Senate committee back in Washington. But first, Dr. Jordan from Billings Last Diet, thanks for sticking around. Yeah, what was your reaction to RFK Jr. being picked for Trump's cabinet?
You know, I followed his early campaign there for a little bit when he's running independent. And, you know, some of his ideas a little out there for me. But as far as health goes, really, I'm excited to see some of the changes he's willing to look at, especially with the FDA coming in and looking, really looking transparently at what we eat, what our kids eat. You know, he mentioned in Europe, Fruit Loops have a totally different ingredient list than they do here in the U.S. and a bunch of other different items that come through that are banned across the world, and we still eat them here in the U.S. Really excited to see what changes he might be able to make with some of those departments in Health and Human Services and just get a, I don't want to say a radical view, but more of a transparent look and give people really the full story of what they're eating, what they're putting in their bodies, and still give them the option to choose, you know, if they want a vaccine or not vaccine, but get the facts from the, you know, as clean as you can get and let the American people decide.
Well,
what they're going
to
put in their bodies.
Yeah, some vaccines are important and worthwhile and have withstood the test of time, but it's like anymore, it's like, how many stinking so-called vaccines are they pushing on people and pushing on kids anymore? At what point is it's like, okay, guys, like, you know, how many of these different things are you throwing out there? I saw, in fact, in RFK Jr.'s book, he detailed an interaction that he had with Fauci and team back in 2017, before COVID-19. And he was asking them a question just like that. What, give us the data on why you are pushing this whole laundry list of vaccines. And Fauci just scoffed and said, oh, well, we'll get you something. And they never gave any information whatsoever. And then the promotion of beef. I spoke with Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus out of Dillon, Montana, and he's been in daily contact with RFK Jr. And they're making the point that, look, beef fat, and, you know, here we are talking about dieting, but no, you, fat is still important even when you're dieting. I mean, you guys recommend when people are on phase one of the diet that they still need to get a little bit of olive oil or something like that each day in order so that your body gets the fat that it needs.
So it's not even recommended, it's required. In the program, in phase one, is to have those healthy fats because your nervous system, your neurons, they need those fats to be able to function appropriately. And so you're absolutely right, getting that natural, clean, lean cuts of meat with a healthy amount of fat is crucial for your nervous system, for your body just to function appropriately. And we start getting these synthetic proteins, you start getting the what are they called, the Impossible Burger, those type of things. You start to add ingredients that are more preservatives that are going to really start having a different effect on your body. And I think that's what RFK is going to shine a light on and really give people the full story. Still the option to choose what they want, but the full story of what they're actually eating.
To our producer, Travis. Travis, didn't you actually try one of those those Impossible Burgers? Wasn't that like 4 or 5 years ago when the great Rush Limbaugh was still alive and was talking about these? And so Travis literally went to one of these fast food joints that had one of these Impossible Burgers. You should re-rack that article that you wrote several years ago because, yeah, man, he described it really well, how nasty that thing sounded and how it's not even healthier for you. I mean, they just pack it full of all this stuff. Well, check out Billings Last Diet. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. You can sign up for their holiday eating seminar. Do you still have spots for the holiday eating seminar?
We do. That's this Thursday. And every Wednesday at noon, we have an introductory free seminar to learn about health. We encourage you to come learn about the seminar. If you want to wait till after Thanksgiving, sign up for the diet, go right ahead and do that. Follow us on social media as well, Facebook, Instagram, and our new podcast coming out. You can get those tips, those tricks, and those different suggestions as you go through the holidays.
And the remote option is working. I've heard from listeners in Bozeman. I've heard from listeners out on the North Dakota border. Tim and Savage is now down 50 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. So if you're in Butte or Anaconda and you can't make the holiday eating class in person, well, you can find out more on their podcast. Dr. Jordan, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, Aaron.
And I just remembered, I went and saw Dr. Dale Williams at Billings Last Diet yesterday, and then he's the chiropractor at Chiropractic First right next door, so is Dr. Jordan, and we were talking about RFK, and he said, I've been saying for 30 years, we don't have health care in America, we have sick care in America. What a great line. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. In fact, I see this violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua, TDA. Very interesting information in this New York Post story. I think a few of you saw this story yesterday afternoon. I had listeners sending me this story, and so I quickly got a report on our Montana Talks website. The violent Venezuelan prison gang Tren de Aragua, TDA, has already set up shop in 16 states. Homeland Security is now warning. Why are they just now warning us? Apparently this intelligence memo came out at least a couple of weeks ago. What else came out a couple of weeks ago? Oh, the elections. You don't think that maybe the American people needed to know how great of a threat illegal immigration and our wide-open southern border is? You don't think they maybe needed to get the memo before the election? That was kind of the point that David Noble made. Although, I think Americans got the memo. Maybe not this memo, but the American people already got the memo. I think that's a big reason why liberal Senator John Tester lost Montana by 8 points. It's a big reason why Donald J. Trump and the Republicans as a whole won the popular vote across America as well. Andy in Whitefish sent us a message Orale, vato. Orale. I don't think the Venezuelans say orale. Do they? Do the Venezuelans use that term? I thought that was more of a Mexican term. The orale, orale. I think that's. I don't know. Do the Venezuelans use that? I'm not sure. I can't remember. I know orale way. My Puerto Rican buddies like that term. I get a kick out of that one. Had some great Puerto Ricans I served with over in Afghanistan, and we'd be up on a mountaintop and. Oh, Bo Bay, orale way! It was, we take some photos on the top of the KG Pass. Tim and Savage sent us a message here as well. So another Trump appointee is Dr. Oz. You guys know Dr. Oz, Dr. Mehmet, is it Mehmet Oz? I don't even know how to pronounce his first name properly. Anyway, Tim says this, I'm tired of hearing former TV personality Dr. Oz. Tim says this, don't these media talking heads know that he is considered to be a top cardiac surgeon? Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Tim? It's like they want to downplay Pete Hegseth's military service, his military knowledge, by just referring to him as a TV host. And then they want to downplay a top cardiac surgeon like Dr. Oz as just a TV doctor. Isn't it interesting how these people that are on TV apparently think so lowly of their own profession and they think so lowly of themselves and their own colleagues that they think that being on TV is actually a disqualifier for any government service whatsoever? They really do not think well of themselves or their colleagues to where they think that anybody who's on TV should be disqualified from any government position whatsoever.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah. Uppity white liberals know best. Uppity white liberals, elitist white liberals, they know what's best for you. Who is the chairman of the Crow Tribe? Why would the chairman of the Crow Tribe think that he gets to speak on behalf of the Crow Tribe? No. These uppity white liberals at the Montana Environmental Information Center, the MEIC, they're the ones that get to speak on behalf of the Crow Tribe, apparently. You can sense the sarcasm, can't you? Let's see. Okay, we're having a hearing about a bill called the Crow Revenue Act. And let's see. We've got the chairman of the Crow Tribe. We've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We've got a couple of congressmen from Montana. We've got these uppity white liberals from the MEIC. Let's see, who gets to speak on behalf of the Crow Tribe? Well, the Democrats say the uppity white liberals at this environmental outfit, the MEIC, they're the ones that get to speak on behalf of the Crow Tribe. No. If the uppity white liberals say that the coal mine south of Roundup, Montana is not good, this deal, this land swap is not good for the Crow Tribe, the Democrats are going to listen to the uppity white liberals at the MEIC and not the chairman of the Crow Tribe. I mentioned earlier Senator Steve Daines has been touting the fact that the Crow Revenue Act is moving forward in the United States Senate. And by the way, I do hope that Senator John Tester, despite losing the election, I hope he helps see this bill across the finish line. He's got an opportunity to do something good here, before the end of the year, and so I hope he will do right by the Crow people and support this bill and help get his Democrats to support this bill. It'd be the right thing to do before he leaves office. And look, finish well is something I think we're all called to do. And, you know, you finish well, whether you're going to win or whether you're going to lose, you just finish the race well. And this is an opportunity for him to finish well, if you ask me. But, yeah, apparently pretty interesting Natural Resources Committee hearing yesterday in the House of Representatives. The Democrats used Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as their point person to go against the bill. You know, New York City bartender who's quickly becoming despised by her own constituents in New York City. Yeah, that's who they're going to use to stand up to the Crow Nation and the people of Montana. Now, apparently, Crow Tribal Chairman White Clay was there testifying in favor. And both Congressman Matt Rosendale and Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, because this is something that's important to the entire state, were there. Supporting this Crow Revenue Act, which is a bill that would be very important for the survival of the Bull Mountain Mine south of Roundup. So anyway, we'll talk more about that. Actually, let me play here real quickly, Senator Steve Daines, and then we'll get into your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. Here is Senator Steve Daines talking about the Bull Mountains Mine south of Roundup and the progress moving forward in the United States Senate here during the lame duck session.
Mr. Chairman, the Bull Mountains Mines near Roundup, Montana, it provides over 250 Montanans with high-paying jobs and great benefits. In fact, their average salary is $135,000 a year. The mine is also the lifeblood of Muscle Shale County, not only providing jobs, but hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes to the local community. Unfortunately, because of government inaction and continuous delays, the mine is on the verge of closing if we do not take action today. My bill, Senate Bill 4432, simply allows for very specific sections of federal minerals to be mined in order to keep the mine operating while the Office of Surface Mining finishes their long and way overdue supplemental review. This area has been mined and reclaimed for over a decade. The mine operates under Montana's very high environmental standards. Further, the mine enjoys broad local support. Every county commissioner, the Roundup mayor, local officials, the governor of Montana, the superintendent of public instruction, all supporting the continued operation of the mine. We must pass legislation to ensure that these jobs are not lost as soon as early next year. And that's why this needs to be passed. It's what my bill does. It gives a short-term extension to a long overdue issue. I want to thank Chairman Manchin. I want to thank Ranking Member Barrasso for working with me on this amendment. I ask my colleagues to stand with me, the hardworking miners back in Montana, the folks in Roundup, and to pass this bill. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was Senator Steve Daines talking about the bill. Hopefully this thing will move forward. But also, you know, with an incoming Trump administration, hopefully there will be even more options available and at the table to keep the Bull Mountain Mine up and running. But this sounds like a win-win for the Bull Mountains Mine and for the Crow Nation at the same time. All right. By the way, David Noble, if you're still listening, I don't know if you've settled into your office yet, but you are going to want to tune in for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Do cows cause climate change? Are cows a major source of carbon dioxide emissions? One of the keynote speakers at the Montana Farm Bureau Convention is Dr. Frank Mittlener. I hope I pronounced his last name right there. But anyway, he is going to be in studio with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. That's going to be a great conversation, so stand by for that one. All right, into the phone lines we go. We've got Steve in Ballantyne on the line talking about President Trump's cabinet nominees. Steve, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. You know, okay, first off, when Gates was, you know, doing his thing on all the Russia collusion and all that, how come none of these sex allegations and all that stuff came forward? They didn't have, you know, they didn't seem to want to worry about that because, you know, if they do find some, you know, the left, they just get out of whatever we throw at them anyway. So, But the minute that Trump picks him now for a cabinet position, like the attorney general, now all of a sudden we're starting to see a replay in, like, the Kavanaugh hearings. And then, they're just finding all this evidence that he's created all these little sex crimes and all that. And remember during Kavanaugh, it finally took, they played their cards so hard on that, that finally, remember Susan Collins of Maine stood up finally and just said, you know, this is a joke. We're going to confirm him. So my point, my deal is I got a really funny feeling they played their cards too hard again, and I'm sure that he's going to get confirmed.
Well, look, the Biden in Justice Department threw everything they possibly had at Matt Gaetz. Now, I get it. Some Republicans don't like Matt Gaetz. They see him as a divisive figure who divided the House Republican caucus, and partly why Republicans weren't that effective over the last couple of years. So I get why some Republicans don't like Matt Gaetz. But I'll tell you what. Yeah, he is a proven fighter and is relentless. If you saw his work on the Judiciary Committee during the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA. Steve, thanks for the call. Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA said this. He said, quote, and this was on X a couple of days ago now. He says, I've had enough of this so-called House ethics report on Matt Gaetz. The underlying allegations are so laughable and flimsy that the only purpose of it is to smear Gaetz. Here are the facts. The report, he uses quotes, comes years after DOJ dropped its investigation into the same claims. Why did the DOJ drop the investigation? Because the claims hinge on the testimony of two witnesses who have such gaping credibility issues that even the DOJ, which hates Gaetz, knew no jury would ever convict him. And then Charlie Kirk goes into great detail detailing who these witnesses are that they're still trying to use against Matt Gaetz, even though the Biden in Justice Department figured out apparently that they couldn't even use these witnesses in a credible investigation against Matt Gaetz. So, yeah, it's very curiously suspicious, isn't it, that all of a sudden Donald Trump wants to put somebody who is a fighter and who is relentless and who will go out and go after the deep state inside this Justice Department that has been weaponized against the American people, that was weaponized against Donald J. Trump, that has been focused on all sorts of DEI nonsense instead of going after, you know, the criminal gangs from Venezuela and elsewhere. And so, yeah, isn't it just curiously suspicious how all of a sudden they start wanting to manufacture up a bunch of allegations against the Trump nominee?
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are here, and you know what that means? It's time to get your friends and family the gifts they deserve. Take the stress out of shopping with Amazon's great deals and low prices on a huge range of items from toys to tech and much more. Whoever you're gifting for, Amazon has great prices on everything you need this holiday season. Shop Black Friday week starting November 21st.
Fox News commentary.
Democrat leaders are bragging about shielding illegal aliens from deportation. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I always say the Packers.
How'd you do? Exactly. Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Several Democrat state and local leaders from Massachusetts' Mara Healey to Arizona's Katie Hobbs have proudly announced they will not cooperate with Donald Trump or federal immigration law. Polls show the majority of Americans support mass deportation, and many voters, even Democrats, voted for Trump on the basis of fixing the border crisis. But still, Democrat politicians are more concerned with protecting criminal aliens than abiding by the law. It's even more astonishing given the testimony at the trial of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Sworn testimony given by the roommate of Lakin Riley's suspected killer, an illegal alien, indicates he was flown on the basis of a humanitarian request from New York City to Georgia. According to this testimony, your tax dollars were used to fly an illegal alien gang member to Georgia, where just months later he stands accused of a brutal murder. But there is good news. January is coming. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. You might think it's impossible for you to grow your portfolio to $1 million, but it is attainable. First, you might want to start off by creating a budget and thinking about where you can slash expenses, like eating out less, not making coffee purchases every day, switching utility or cell phone providers, and buying private label products rather than big brands. You will be surprised how much those things can add up. Investing $10 a day can be enough to eventually lead to a portfolio that grows to at least $1 million in size, especially amid inflation. You can break it down to smaller chunks and aim to save $300 per month or $10 a day, whatever seems more achievable. A good first step is to determine the type of investments you can put that money into. Perhaps consider exchange-traded funds and index funds. A good bet for beginners because they help provide diversification by spreading your dollars across multiple companies. And don't forget to contribute to your workplace 401k. Saving you money.
They're compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be so great coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm telling you, David Noble, man, you better stick around. If you've got an important meeting, just say, oh, hey, guys, I had something else come up. Because you aren't going to want to wait for this one to show up on the podcast. So I just did a quick news search just to see what headlines would pull up. I searched the name Frank Mittlener. He's our guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. One of our guests coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. The other guest is going to be talking about TDA, Tren de Aragua, now confirmed in Montana. But this guest, here's a couple of headlines that came up when I searched his name. From the New York Times, he's an outspoken defender of meat. That's from the New York Times. Civil Eats, how climate policy gets obstructed by the meat industry. I'm not crying, you're crying. What's another one here? Let's see. Anyway, all sorts of good stuff. But yeah, so this guy is a PhD, a professor and air quality specialist in cooperative extension in the Department of Animal Science at UC Davis. And so he's not only in Montana at the Montana Farm Bureau Convention to talk about why beef is not bad for the climate, but how beef is actually very good, how cattle are actually very good for the environment. So looking forward to that conversation coming up here soon. Real quickly, I mentioned Scott Jennings was on this CNN panel, and they were talking about how, you know, all these people now want to go have meetings with Donald Trump. They all want to go have coffee with Donald Trump. And they were talking about how Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC – you know, are getting lambasted by the left for having coffee with Donald J. Trump. Anyway, Scott Jennings had a hilarious line on that CNN panel.
Not about rating.
I'm amazed. I did not expect Hitler to get so many meeting requests. First from Joe Biden, now from Mika and Joe. It's amazing that literal Hitler is getting all these meeting requests. And what it tells me, Professor, is that all the rhetoric that came from the left, from the Democrats, from the White House, from Kamala Harris and everyone else before the election, all of the rhetoric, the fascism, the Hitler, the Nazi rally, it was all a bunch of BS. They didn't mean any of it. And if I were in the Democrat sort of a rabble's shoes, I would be looking at all my leaders and going, did you just BS me for an entire 6 weeks before the election?
Of course they did. Of course they lied about it. Of course they lied about Trump the entire time. Logan in Roundup said this about TV being a disqualification for government positions. It's, you know, with Dr. Oz, Pete Hegseth from Fox and Friends, he says they are mad because it goes against the status quo. Reagan was an actor, then a governor, then the president, and Donald Trump was a TV personality before he was a president. Yet, oddly enough, these two are the best presidents since our founders, Logan in Roundup says about Reagan and Trump. Logan, thanks for that message. Let's go to Gary in Billings on the phone lines before we run out of time. Gary, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I was watching TV last night, and it showed Matt Gaetz in his younger years, and all the women were just flocking all over him, and he's a good-looking guy, you know. So I can understand why all these women would, you know, really like to be with him. And this thing about that 17-year-old.
Really? You think he's a good look? I don't know. I mean, I like that he's relentless on the committee. But anyway, sorry to interrupt you there, Gary.
Anyway, it's kind of amazing that going back when I was a young guy, I was always chasing women too, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, but some of the allegations they're throwing out there against him, I mean, it's crazy, but it sounds like it's all made up based off of the Biden Justice Department and themselves. Now, Gary, apparently you're not the only one that thinks Gaetz is handsome. You guys remember when Gaetz was leading that fight on the floor of the House? You remember the picture of Ilhan Omar, the radical Islamic member from Minnesota? She was licking her lips, looking Matt Gaetz up and down. So, Gary, it's not just you, apparently.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.